Hi guys, and happy Wednesday. It's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. If you're tuning in for the first time to this podcast, hello, my name's Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography. I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer, and I have these Wedding Wednesday podcasts every Wednesday with new tips and tricks for brides and grooms. So today we're going to be focusing on the groom and the groom's wedding checklist. So I know most checklists are geared towards brides, but grooms play a key part in the wedding planning details as well. I know most will leave most of the planning to their bride, but here are a few things that they can do to take some of the planning off of their future fiancé. And this will also apply to same-sex couples as well. If you have a fiancé who maybe might not be really gung-ho about the wedding planning, these are some things that they can do to help out. So 12 months before the wedding, the groom will normally set the budget for the wedding, prepare the guest list with names and addresses, research different vendors for the wedding day, decide on their groomsmen or their wedding attendants, choose the honeymoon location, and go ahead and book the hotel, the airfare, and any passports and visas that you may need. And then you're also going to want to decide on the rehearsal dinner location. 6 months before the wedding, you're going to want to go ahead and choose your tuxedo or your suit or whatever attire you're going to wear and go ahead and register at the formal store if you're going to be renting one. You're going to want to go ahead and buy the wedding bands, choose the rehearsal dinner menu, and order the invitations for the rehearsal dinner. Update all wedding attendants on the rehearsal information. And then you're going to want to remember to request time off work for your wedding and your honeymoon so you don't have to worry about that. 1 month before the wedding, you'll set up the final vendor meetings, send the rehearsal dinner invites, confirm the honeymoon reservations, and then you're going to want to go ahead and purchase attendant thank you gifts for all the attendants, and you're going to want to confirm that final tux and suit information, whether you're renting a tux or a suit, or you might need to go get your final alterations on them. You're going to want to confirm all of that. And then the week before the wedding, or the week of the wedding, you're going to want to send the wedding timeline to all of your attendants and all of the vendors so everyone's up to date on what's happening when. You're also going to want to go ahead and get your final haircut if you need a haircut. And you're also going to want to confirm the final guest count and make sure the caterer has that so they can go ahead and start preparing the food that they need to purchase. And then you're also going to want to pick up those wedding bands, and if you already have the wedding bands, you'll want to go ahead and get them cleaned along with the engagement ring. And then you're going to want to pick up your tux and your suit, obviously, but you're also going to want to make sure that all groomsmen have their tux and suits as well. And then lastly, you're going to want to go ahead and pack for that honeymoon so you don't have to worry about packing the day after your wedding or right after your wedding. If you would like a printable checklist that you can print off and have with all of this information, you can find it on my Instagram, which is jasmine.norris. It is within my stories. If you click on the engaged tab up at the top of the story highlights, it will be in there. And it will have a checklist that you can just print off, and it'll be nice and easy. But that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Be sure to check back next time. Thanks, guys.